it being Heritage Day, we should all be confident and happy in our skin and in our hair, but that's not always the case, especially for black women who often struggle with their natural hair. Many of them, myself included, resort to wearing weaves, wigs, and other attachments that bury any sight of their natural hair. It's a heavy issue, perhaps even a sacred one, with even US comedian Chris Rock attempting to do a lengthy documentary on the issue of black hair, which has become a multi-billion dollar industry just a few years back. Well, to talk further on this issue, I'm joined by Tokozile Mangwiro. She's a hair care expert and CEO of Africa hair care product Nilotica. Tokozile, your Nilotica product range can be found in stores like Clicks, which is great, as your hair care products are designed very much for black hair. Mm-hmm. Just tell us what got you thinking about caring for black hair and going another step in actually manufacturing products for black hair.
Well, it comes from a very intense journey of growing my hair for 14 years. Dreadlocks and trying to find products that worked for our hair. So back in the day, you'd find one product for our hair and they never evolved. It was the same product for how many years? And nothing would actually moisturize the hair. So as I walked through the shelves, I realized that you only found American products or relaxers, nothing really manufactured for our natural hair. And in 2014, embarked on trying to use natural ingredients, almost taking oils, putting things together just to get the hair moisturized. And nothing really worked. Nothing penetrated the hair. And eventually, I found a formulator. We sat for 2 years testing on my hair. I was the guinea pig the whole time until something really worked. Something penetrated. Something made it moisturized for 2-3 days. And I just couldn't believe it, that we could actually create something that would work for my hair. And I thought, if my hair is this long and that product works, surely it'll work for plenty more people.
Wow, that's a great story. So do the products you produce and sell take care of black hair that has been treated with chemicals like relaxers and for natural untreated hair too?
So there's a difference there. There's natural hair is the natural hair that grows out of your scalp. It is curly. It needs the oils to travel down the strands. Relaxed hair is chemically treated, so those curls are broken down. And you find that relaxers now damage our hair. We've got a lot of ladies coming to us with damaged hair, heat-treated hair that is damaged. And what our products do, they moisturize and nourish back all the necessary essential ingredients into the hair. So all the good nutrients, it's almost like you're feeding your hair all the good nutrients and the ingredients, and it rebuilds the hair structure. It will never rebuild the broken down by chemical hair strand. Mm. But as your hair comes out, it will strengthen that hair, it will moisturize, it will make it grow. Mm.
So if you were to just shave your head completely, you could fix it in one fell swoop.
That's right. But a lot of people do not want to have the big chop. We call it the big chop in the natural hair care industry. And it's just a process. It's almost letting go of part of yourself. And all that hair that you think, oh, I've relaxed my hair. It's long, but it's damaged. I don't want to cut it. So we have these products that actually help you grow out your natural hair. And you're managing two textures, but you're not going to struggle as before where it's just this dry straw on your head.
So you've told us about your journey of, you know, you as an individual struggling with your hair and finding a solution, which you've now sort of commercialized, which is great. Yeah. But just tell us, how much of a mission was it for you as a business person, as an entrepreneur, to get your products on big store shelves like Clicks?
I don't want to say painful, but painful. It's an exceptional journey that you take. You put your whole energy and spirit into building something from nothing to something. It is stepping into that space of big organizations and saying to them, I believe I've got something that is amazing that will help thousands more women almost recover their identity and their hair back. Please take my product and put it in your shelves. And then going through the realities of business versus the dream, putting product on shelf, getting it marketed, learning. I mean, I've got an IT background. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about business. I'm learning as I go. Wow. So learning every step, every day is a learning curve. Mm. But what's more important to me is engaging with the ladies that we're helping. So someone putting in the product in their hair and saying, in 2 days, I can see a difference. And us just falling off our seats and saying, that's right. Like, this is special to us, you know, but to you too. As a consumer.
So in terms of that journey, how long before you had the product and it got on shelves? You know, was that a couple of years? Was that a couple of months? How long was that?
So we launched in 2016 online and realized that people just want to get the product in their hand now. I want to give you my money. I want to get my product. And that's when we started embarking on speaking to the different retail stores. Some of them instant no. Some of them, okay, we'll talk about it. And it took 2 years.
Sure.
Just to get on shelves.
Wow. So why do you think some, in fact, many black women have an ongoing battle with maintaining their hair and even liking their hair the way God made it?
Right. So we'd base that on education. Initially, you're taught your hair is not beautiful. It doesn't grow out right. That curl, it's so kinky. Can I say the word skirpot? That's where they took it. And then realizing, actually, no, it's the most beautiful thing that grows out of your scalp. It's part of you, it's your identity. It's almost like you have to reclaim yourself back. So a lot of people don't know how to take care of the hair as it grows out. They don't have the patience for their hair. I'll tell you, some people take years just to fall in love with their hair. And once they do, it's a never-ending love for your hair. And I'm so excited that we have something on shelves that you can... Nilotica will actually help you manage your hair. You put in the product and you can feel your type of hair. You can learn your type of hair. It's almost like a relearning. So it's about educating people. A mom that doesn't want chemicals in their child's hair. I mean, that's important. That's a big, big step. But then you might have the child having such hard hair, you just want to cut it off. Mm-hmm. This time around, you've got product that actually can wash the baby's hair. You can put in the conditioner. It will soften it. We don't have chemicals. And you know that you're nourishing your kid's hair with the most beautiful product. Mm.
So what about our children? You touched on children. Yes. I know I have often had to wince when taking my girls to the hair salon. Yes. As the hairdresser pulls the child's hair, yes, while blow drying it, yes, while the child makes all sorts of painful facial, yes, gestures. Yes. That's also not an easy process to endure. So how can we make that process painless for our children?
Engage with products like Nilotica, because I'm biased, yes, but engage with what you're putting in your child's hair. So we've got a detangling cream for kids. Moms don't believe it. When you put that detangler in and you start combing out the hair, your child is not complaining anymore. So it's almost like you have to teach yourself first in order to teach your child what's the best hair care you can put in their hair. And there are products that are on the shelves now that soften the hair. It's almost, it has to be a loving process and not that horrible, come, let's do your hair. I don't want to be, and the child crying before you even touch the hair. Mm. I mean, I remember when I was around 7, went to church without combing my hair. Walked past my mom, greeted her, and she said, I'm cutting that hair off. Got home and I, the whole afternoon, looking for scissors. Can you imagine, like, the trauma? No. So I'm very excited that hopefully no mom has to go, I'm cutting that hair right here in this house, find scissors. Mm. And it's more of a journey of Sunday night, let's do hair. And you love it. You smell in the products. They smell good. The process is nice. Even if there's pain, it's not. It's, you know,
yes, it's
something
enjoyable.
Yeah, it's something enjoyable.
Not too long ago, there was a high level, of media attention on the plight of black girls at schools, yes, with their afros and all the various rules imposed at, right, educational establishments, right, about how their hair should be. In your view, how much do situations or systems like these contribute to young girls having a lower self-esteem, which can be translated into them growing into women with low self-esteem, right, which, as we know, has all sorts of ramifications in relationships right across all the spheres of life that we operate in,
yes,
the workplace, the home, and so on?
Schools, workplace are the biggest places we interact with throughout our lives. We spend most of our times there. And even those places tell you that you're not professional, or our schools do not allow such types of hair in and that's what we're fighting for. It causes media attention because it's almost a reclaiming of our natural hair. I am fine the way I am. I'm beautiful the way I am. And we almost need to teach our kids from when they enter the school space. You are rebuilding a whole character of a human being and saying your identity is perfect the way it is. Your hair is perfect the way it is. You don't have to stretch it out. And the initial education was you need to stretch that hair out. But it was some control thing, you understand. And natural hair has been politicized throughout history. It signifies pain and strength, the woman's strength. When a black woman shows strength, they have your afros. You see those pictures throughout history. And it's important to teach your kids, even at a very young age, that you're okay the way you are, so that when they walk into the office space, which you are told, what's wrong with your hair? Like, everybody touches your hair. You need to understand and to be able to defend yourself, to say, my hair is beautiful the way it is. And it's sad that you have to defend yourself, but we come into a place where we're actually showing our characters through our hair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about my identity, it's my hair, and it's this beautiful the way it is. But beyond that, I can take care of it. I have that power.
You're reminding me of when I was a young girl, when I was 16 years old, I went to Hungary on an exchange program. Yeah. And, you know, people were not used to seeing black people in Hungary at that time in Eastern Europe. And people were very nice to me, I suppose, because I was still a child, but they were, you know, curious. So they would come and literally touch my hair.
But
you
they
know.
Never asked you once.
Oh, they would literally come and touch. So, yeah, no, yes. there is that fascination. And then just to just close off, Togazile, of course, we're all individuals. You can't put all black women in one box and suggest that they should move about with their natural hair, precisely because in this day and age, you know, we do have a myriad of choices that
right.
we can, you know, have in terms of what we do with our hair. We're not homogeneous.
No.
We do like different things. But as we focus on Heritage Day today, should black women be more embracing of their natural hair and doing weird, wonderful and beautiful things with it?
So I believe so. As a young brand, I mean, we see the impact that we have on beautiful women and the ladies that we interact with. Days like today highlight how important it is to almost celebrate your identity. And just from the office now, everybody wearing their cultural wear. It's all about diversity. Funny enough, Heritage Day is about diversity and celebrating who you are in your culture, in how you've grown up, your background. And part of that is your hair, right? So we believe that you should embrace your natural hair, even if you have the opportunity to put on a weave on top. Essentially, you're taking care of your hair underneath.
Yes.
So we promote that without fear, saying, take care of your natural hair. We will help you through all those journeys. You also have the option of putting anything in, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Tokozile, it was a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me.
That was Tokozile Mangwiro. She's a hair care expert and CEO of Africa Hair Care Product, Nilotika. That's all we have for you on this special Heritage Day. We hope it's been a great cultural day full of family fun and rest. From myself, Nompumelelo Siziba, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team, we wish you a pleasant evening.